Chapter 7. When they came back to the hotel from White Mountain, Sandy and Ricky told Peter and Janet about their adventure.
You see, there really is a curse on White Mountain.
Don't be stupid. I don't believe there's a curse. I think somebody from the village followed us today.
Mr. Noble wasn't in his shop today. There was a note on the door. The note said, "I'm ill today."
I think Mr. Noble followed us and pushed the rocks down the mountain,
said Sandy.
He always says there's a curse on White Mountain. He wants to scare people.
I like Mr. Noble. Everybody in Greenview likes Mr. Noble. He came to the village 2 years ago, and he's everybody's friend. Why do you think that it was Mr. Noble on White Mountain today?
Because Mr. Noble knew we wanted to climb White Mountain today.
A lot of people were in the shop this morning. Everybody in Greenview knew you wanted to climb White Mountain.
Yes, but Mr. Noble wasn't in his shop all day.
Perhaps he really was ill. Perhaps that's why he wasn't in his shop.
Yes,
said Ricky.
Nobody in Greenview will believe that Mr. Noble is the curse of White Mountain.
I think Sandy is right. I think Mr. Noble was on White Mountain. I know what to do. Tomorrow, I'll go to the shop and tell Mr. Noble that you're going to climb Mount James.
Why?
Asked Ricky.
Perhaps Mr. Noble is the person who pushes the rocks,
answered Janet.
He won't follow you to Mount James. He'll work in his shop all day. You can climb White Mountain and see what's there.
Okay,
said Ricky.
Let's try.